everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
All right.
It's another wonderful day, isn't it? I woke up and I was alive still. Fantastic, right? Fantastic news. You never know. You just never know, right? Well, welcome to the show. I just saw someone ask, I don't know what's better, the chat here or Adam. I can answer the question. It's absolutely the chat. There's no question about it. It's the chat. You will not convince me otherwise. I'm going to spin the UFO for you. Hope you guys are having a good day. Today we're going to talk about DeSantis, Ron DeSantis striking back. The whole 60 Minutes thing, we're going to talk about it. It's pretty ridiculous. I got a copyright claim because I did commentary on their clip and they were like, whoa, 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 whoa. We don't want anyone trying to spread this story around. Well, I published that clip anyway. Also got a copyright claim, demonetized. Well, yeah, it is demonetized. I can't actually monetize that video, which is weird because 60 Minutes would just take the money that I would make, but I don't care. Whatever. You know what? Okay. I still want to make fun of everybody that is trying to manipulate us. Mm-hmm. And call them out. Well, DeSantis, he's pretty much the same. Yeah, he's definitely striking back. We're gonna see what that has to do. Then we're going to talk about Uranus. Everyone pronounces it however they want. I say Uranus, the planet. And the planet that uranium was named after. We're going to talk about X-rays coming from Uranus. Uranus X-rays. I know a lot of people were laughing in chat about it. It is kind of funny. If you look at it, someone said, you know, you don't want those X-rays getting out. You know, you should keep them, you know, locked in a safe place. Well, we're going to talk about it, what that means, what it is. Maybe or we're going to talk about it a little bit. Also, the planet itself and the rings. It's actually a really pretty planet. Anyway, we'll talk about it. Then we're going to talk about Cyberpunk a little bit. I don't think they know what they're doing. I feel like they had a plan for multiplayer and then they now are scrapping it, but I think they're actually not scrapping it 100%. They're trying to make a multiplayer system for all of their games, which maybe Witcher will be multiplayer. But we'll talk about it. We're chat's going nuts with Uranus comments. Hilarious. You guys have fun with it, you know? Have fun however you want. If the planet Uranus makes you smile, then it's an amazing planet, isn't it? that's how I'm seeing it, all right? This is your daily reminder to go like Krigler Coffee over on Instagram. If you have Instagram, obviously some people don't have Instagram, but if you do, please go like Krigler Coffee. I'm trying to my sister's actually running this for me. She's just with payment of coffee. I decided yesterday, I was like, look, I'm going to give you coffee. And she's like, that's great. I wasn't expecting anything. I was just proud of you. And I'm like, that's my older sister. She's got my back. Nothing but love there. That's cool. I get to see her tomorrow because I'm actually heading out tomorrow morning. Just to let everyone know that's here right now, I'll probably make another announcement at the end of the show. I will not be here tomorrow or Thursday. The next 2 days, I will be in Chicago doing with my family. I'm probably going to bring my computer and do a Friday show, probably at my dad's house, you know, maybe with family around. I don't know what I'm going to end up doing. I have a little tiny guitar that I think I might bring to Chicago. Although I think my brother has a guitar I might be able to borrow. Actually, I know he does. So maybe I'll just borrow his guitar to do a little jam night on Friday. Because, you know, Friday night jams. You gotta let the jams out on a Friday. So... All right, so that's that. Whatever. If you guys want to know about my P.O. Box, you can go to adamkrigler.net and check it out. You can send me a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I will send you stickers. That's some of the things I got going on. Also, I got these dice to give away, these metal die that some people saw on my desk. They're really nice. They've got a cool weight. I'm giving them out. Just all you got to do is super chat me to roll the die, and you have to guess a number. It's 1 through 20. If you guess it, I will give you one of these dials. Send it your way. You just email me your address. Obviously, you have to trust me with that information, but I promise I will only use it to send you your winning die. All right, let's get into this stuff because I want to show you what DeSantis's response was. It was glorious. Okay, so here it is. First, this is an article basically summing it up. Now, this is what I did yesterday. I had a segment talking about exactly what happened. Basically, their edited version, and then I gave you the full version. I just played it outright, and we commented. We watched it and saw it, and I commented on it. And then I played the original CBS or the 60-minute clip again, which when you listen to it again after you know the whole context, it was just obnoxiously edited. Here we go. 60 Minutes accused of editing exchange between DeSantis reporter pushing pay for play narrative. Okay. This is what I don't like. Accused. They edited it. No. They edited it so much. They're not accused. They literally did it. And not only that, they're standing by it. 60 Minutes standby controversial public report says DeSantis presser comments were cut for clarity. they're standing by it. This is the craziest part. They're like, yeah, we were cutting it for clarity. We wanted everyone to know, to make it clearer for everyone that he was clearly taking money to give publics, the vaccines to distribute when it was CVS and Walgreens who were actually the ones who were on the front lines of getting the vaccines out in to all the people that needed it. DeSantis made sure of that. So, but they're standing by it for clarity. Oh, my gosh. Now, I've read it, but then saying it out loud, You hear it. You hear yourself say it, and it's just like, wait a minute. Like, they really did it. What does that remind you of? Fortifying. They fortified the news. Excuse me. They fortified the narrative or the election, as that article that came out maybe a month or two back now, but where they fortified the election to make sure that Trump was not going to become president again. It's like, they're clarifying the narrative. That's what 60 Minutes is standing by. This is ridiculous. As we always do for clarity, 60 Minutes used the portion of the governor's over 2-minute response that directly addressed the question from the correspondent. The spokesperson for the network said Tuesday in a statement to Mediaite. The network took broad editing liberties, you can say that again, in Sunday's edition of 60 Minutes, which sought to blame Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for a program that briefly allowed a limited number of Publix grocery stores in Palm Beach County to deliver COVID-19 vaccines before the drugstore chains. They also claimed that these people were 30 miles away from the nearest Publix, when most residents in Palm Beach County, we're only a mile and a half from the nearest Publix. All sorts of clarifying went down in their report. It was ridiculous. The program included an exchange between DeSantis and the network's Sharon Alfonsi, who accused DeSantis of making the call after Publix contributed $100,000 to his campaign. The program showed DeSantis calling the claim a fake narrative, but omitted the more substantial portion of his response, which, by the way, was answering the questions perfectly, completely disputing and disproving the narrative that she was trying to shove down his throat and get him to be upset or something so that she can clarify the narrative that they were trying to push forward. Well, enough about that. Because I talked about this yesterday, and it's ridiculous. And if you don't know about it, you can watch my segment. I posted it this morning, so you can see it in my videos. More going into depth about what was said there. But what he came back with is glorious. And I'm going to play it for you because it is fantastic. I want to give a standing ovation to this guy. I want to shake his hand because this is what we're all thinking. This is what I'm personally thinking. It's fantastic. And here, I'm going to play it for you now. Oh, my goodness.
And it shows you how dishonest. These are smear merchants. That's why nobody trusts corporate media. They are a disaster in what they're doing.
Yep.
They knew what they were doing.
They knew it
was a lie.
It was a lie.
I knew what they were doing.
I knew
was a lie. Everybody here knows what
he
they
just
were
pointed
doing
at me
is a lie.
He pointed at
they
me.
They know that we know they're lying, and yet they continue to lie.
They know that we know that we know that they know that we know that they lied. Sorry, I had to add that one because it felt fitting.
And they lied and they lied and they lied. We offered them the information and they declined to interview the key people because they didn't want to let go of the narrative. Well, guess what? There's going to be consequences for that. I know corporate media thinks that they can just run over people.
Yes, they do.
You ain't running over this governor. I'm punching back.
Okay, now he doesn't clarify what exactly they're going to do, but I'm excited because I can see this guy who he calls them smear merchants. What is that from? It sounds so familiar. Someone used it. I don't remember what it's from, but I mean, come on, people are saying Trump hands. I know he does do this motion. He does the Trump hands. He does it. It's true. People are saying DeSantis 2024. I know a lot of people, and you know what? That's probably why they're trying to smear this man, because they are deathly afraid of him. Why? Because he embodies American go F yourself authoritarians. You know what I'm saying? He bans vaccine passports. He's like, get out of here with that vaccine passport stuff. He opens Florida up. I've got a friend in Florida. Florida's normal. They're walking around. And now we got the president of the United States begging states, please put the mask mandate back. Please, would you please do it for me? Would you come on? There's COVID. The COVID. The think of the COVID. There's different strains of COVID now. Put the mask, man. No. No. How about no? All right. DeSantis is boss. Beast. That's right. I said it. DeSantis is beast. He is beast. DeSantis is... All right. I'm done. Right, though? I mean, this is the kind of stuff we want from a governor. We are going to help the people that need it. And if you don't need it, why? What's the difference? They tried to say it that he was wrong for not getting the vaccine right away. And he was like, yeah, well, there's people that need it, like the old folks and, at risk. I'm not at risk. I'm good. And then they tried to say that it was white supremacy. I straight up read an article where they tried to say it was white supremacy that he was like picking and choosing. And it's like he wasn't picking and choosing. He was literally giving it to everyone who wanted it. Hey, if you want the vaccine, here's all the places to get it. He wasn't shoving it in their faces. He even said, he's like, I will not, do a vaccine passport where we're trying to micromanage our citizens' lives to that they would need to prove that they've done something in order to just do regular living, to live normal. That's ridiculous. Let me see your papers. What does that sound like? All right, Gina Carano got canceled because, hey, guess what? She made a comparison saying that this is very similar. She didn't even say specifics. She just said, look what's happening. And this was months ago. And now it's getting even worse. Now they're really pushing COVID passports. It's like, or vaccine passports. Ridiculous. I mean, it's not surprising. I commend you, Governor DeSantis, because we need more governors like you. That's what I think. I don't know about you, but I certainly think so. You know, we definitely need more governors like this guy. Beast. I got to make put that on my soundboard because that's actually pretty good. I got a couple different soundboards for my Twitch channel. This one's my favorite.
Toasty.
You guys ever played the original Mortal Kombat?
Toasty.
I can't go that high, but it's kind of shocking that he can. But I got a couple others. One is. Anyway, I'm not going to go over all my sounds. I got lots of sounds, but I think beast is perfect. All right, let's move on. I'm done talking about the stupid news media because they're stupid and they're lying. And we know this. It's not even a surprise anymore. It's just like, I'm just so sick of these freaking media lying to all of us, straight to our faces. Let's talk about Uranus and the X-rays from Uranus. They're coming from Uranus. So the planet is sending us X-rays, okay? But before we talk about what the X-rays are, or what they're from, I'm going to talk about Uranus for a little bit. Just what it is. Check this out. This is from NASA. This is solarsystem.gov. solarsystem.nasa.gov. You could check this out. It's got all the different planets. It's really cool. You get a nice, awesome overview of Uranus here with its different moons circling it. There they are. It shows them all. And, I mean, you got to zoom out for a while. This is its path. All right, there you got Neptune in the background. There's Pluto. I'm going to keep zooming back. There's Saturn, Jupiter. There's the center. I mean, this thing's pretty far. This thing's pretty far out there. You know, it's kind of on the outskirts, if you will. And it's the seventh planet, so it's pretty out there. There's some cool facts about Uranus. Uranus is known as the sideways planet because it rotates on its side. It was discovered in 1781 by William Herschel. It was the first planet found using a telescope. It's an ice giant, nearly four times larger than Earth. It has 27 known moons, most of which are named after literary characters. Like Saturn, Jupiter, and Neptune, Uranus is a ringed planet. It's pretty cool. For a long time, I thought only Saturn was ringed, but then I learned about Neptune, which I really like Neptune a lot. I might actually do a little bit more onto Neptune eventually. Hey, you know what? Maybe all the planets, because this is cool. I love learning about, this is our solar system. They're our planetary neighbors. You know, we should know more about them. But anyway, Uranus is a ringed planet. The first planet found with the aid of a telescope, Uranus was discovered in 1781 by astronomer William Herschel. Although he originally thought it was a comet or a star. It was 2 years later that the object was universally accepted as a new planet, in part because of the observations by astronomer Johann Alert Bode. Herschel tried unsuccessfully to name his discovery Georgium Sidus after King George III. Instead, the scientific community accepted Bode's suggestion to name it Uranus, the Greek god of the sky, as suggested by Bode. And here is a beautiful picture of Uranus. And I'm going to scroll. There's a couple nice shots here. Look at that. That is just one. It reminds me of a cue ball. I guess that's the rings there. Let's see. The false color view of the rings of Uranus was made from the images taken by Voyager 2, January 22nd, 1986, from the distance of 4.17 million kilometers or 2.59 million miles. It's beautiful. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And then let's see. What are these cool facts? It kind of goes into more. Well, let's just read about it. Yeah, it's huge. Four times wider than Earth. If Earth were a large apple, Uranus would be the size of a basketball. That's pretty cool. It orbits the sun, a star, and is the seventh planet from the sun at a distance of about 1.8 billion miles. Uranus takes about 17 hours to rotate once, a Uranian day, and about 84 Earth years to complete an orbit of the sun, a Uranian year. It's an ice giant. Most of its mass is a hot, dense fluid of icy materials, water, methane, and ammonia, above a small rocky core. It has an atmosphere made of mostly molecular hydrogen and atomic helium, and a small amount of methane. It has 27 moons, which is pretty great. I didn't know that it had that many moons. And they're named after characters from the works of William Shakespeare and Alexander Pope. It has 13 known rings. The inner rings are narrow and dark, and the outer rings are brightly colored. Let's see. Voyager 2 is the only spacecraft to fly by Uranus. No spacecraft have orbited this distant planet to study it at length and up close. Uranus cannot support life as we know it, right? As we know it. A lot of people were commenting on my segment yesterday about Titan, the moon of Saturn, because it has methane oceans and ethane oceans, and it's pretty cool. Well, and lakes and stuff. And they were like, well, you know, the life has to have oxygen. And it's, okay, that's life as we know it, right? I know that people are saying it's a must. You have to have oxygen. It's like, yeah, that we know it. That we know of. Anyway, I love that the planet actually doesn't rotate east to west, but it rotates on its side. And it always kind of bugged me a little bit because it's space, right? So how do you determine you know, is it just in relation to the sun? So if you're spinning around the sun and it's spinning this way, is that why? Because if you see it by itself, technically, you just tilt your head and it's space. You know, there is no up and down out in space, right? So I guess it's just in relation to the sun. That's what they go by. But as far as I'm concerned, it's just spinning, baby. You know, it's got its own spin. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. But I think it's a beautiful planet and I really like it. But let's talk about the X-rays coming from Uranus. All right. This is pretty cool. For the first time, scientists find X-rays coming from Uranus. Okay. Let's read about it. The study published in the Journal of Geophysical Research on Wednesday examined two visuals of the planet taken by the Chandra Observatory in 2002 and 2017. The first observation revealed a clear detection of X-rays, and the second revealed a possible flare of X-rays on the ice giant, a planet mainly composed of elements heavier than hydrogen and helium. The culprit may be the sun, NASA said on its website. I don't know what that means, but the agency said there are tantalizing hints that at least one other source of X-rays is present. One possibility is that the rings of Uranus are producing X-rays themselves, which is the case for Saturn's rings, the agency said. Another possibility is that at least some of the X-rays come from auroras on Uranus, a phenomenon that has previously been observed on this planet at other wavelengths. X-rays can offer unique insights into the characteristics of the solar system. For Uranus, the researchers authors said those characteristics can include atmospheric surface and planetary ring composition. Astronomers have previously observed scattered X-ray lights given off by the sun on both Jupiter and Saturn, but not on the ice giants Uranus and Neptune, according to NASA. The agency said the planet was particularly interesting because of its unusual orientations of its spin axis and its magnetic field. NASA said determining the sources of the X-rays from Uranus could help astronomers better understand how more mysterious objects in space emit X-rays, including growing black holes and neutron stars. Uranus, about four times the diameter of Earth, is the seventh planet from the Sun. It is distinctly known for its two sets of rings around its equator and its side rotation, making it unique among other planets in the solar system. I think Uranus is distinctly known for its name more than its side tilt and rings. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. Everyone, I see the simple amount of Uranus jokes in my chat right now tells me that it's not its spin, its side axis, or its rings, or its composition, or any of that. It's the name alone that is why it is known. Can't tell me I'm wrong. You know it's true. You know it's true. I see all these. There's even a bunch of super chats that we're going to read about that basically have to. And everyone's saying that I'm. Someone said Uranus is famous on OnlyFans. There's probably a hashtag for that somewhere. Who knows? But yeah, it is what it is. Some people say that I'm pronouncing it wrong. You can pronounce it however you want. I say Uranus because I like the way that sounds, and I don't like the way other people pronounce it, as the joke would go. Anyway, so that's that. Krigler coffee, delicious. Okay, let's move on. I want to talk about Cyberpunk and my disappointment. Now, let me start by saying I loved Cyberpunk. I had a great time playing it. I happen to have a really solid computer that I got for streaming that happens to be really good for gaming as well, because it's just, you know, a solid computer is a solid computer in these day and age. So I played Cyberpunk and I didn't have to deal with, I want to say any bugs, but I did deal with some bugs, but they weren't game breaking. They weren't, never took me out of the game. It was just like, I've been a gamer for 30 years. I'm not, you know, ignorant when it comes to there are always going to be bugs in some games. That's fine. Doesn't ruin the gameplay for me. And I understand a lot of people were completely angry about it if you had a PS4. you know, an older generation system. It's just kind of, you know, it is what it is. So I really enjoyed the game, and I knew that there was going to be a multiplayer, and I love multiplayer games. I really, really enjoy playing games with my friends. It makes me enjoy playing games so much more. As soon as my friends are done, I'm more inclined to be like, meh, I think I'm over playing for this session, because I like playing with my homies. You know, it just makes the gaming that much more fun. And in this day and age, I don't live near any of my friends anymore. You know, I've been moving around for pretty much my entire life, and gaming is one thing that's kept me together with all of my friends. You know, some people might know of the Ferk. He is one of my friends from high school. We were roommates in New York, got a long history together, and we still play. He streams now and I stream, and we play different games together, and it's fantastic that we have that camaraderie, even though we don't live anywhere near each other anymore. It's fantastic. So gaming is great. So Cyberpunk, they were like, yeah, we're finally going to bring out this game. We got this multiplayer that's probably going to come out the next year. And now we're finding out, well, they're updating their strategy. And that's what they've actually come out and said. There's a strategy update. Okay? It's released an update to its group strategy in the coming years. Its key goals include a transformation of the studio and a change in the way it develops video games, which will ultimately enable it, starting in 2022, to work on multiple AAA games and expansions in parallel. The management board of CD Projekt Red, has also announced further development of its brands and expansion of its expertise in the area of online gaming. All right. So an updated strategy charts three strategic directions of development and presents a number of steps which aim to improve the group's operations and reinforce its potential. And here's a quote from Adam Kaczynski, CEO of CD Projekt. While we remain as ambitious as ever, we all are also aware of areas which call for improvement. Our new strategic development framework will enable us to optimize intra-group processes, especially those which concern development of video games, and will secure the group's further dynamic growth. As part of Red 2's, the studio will further empower its CTO, Chief Technology Officer, and modernize the areas for which the CTO is responsible. The studio's Red Engine technology will be improved and centralized, while reorganizing the studio as a set of interdisciplinary and agile teams will transform the way games are developed, making its approach more proactive. I mean, this all sounds pretty good if they can streamline it and actually make it work, because Cyberpunk took them 8-9 years to come out. I mean, they said, I think it was 2001 that they said that the game was going to come. Oh, no, excuse me, 2011 that they announced Cyberpunk, and it took 8-9 years for them to finally bring it out. Now, they were talking about multiplayer, and I was very excited. I'm like, all right, when is this multiplayer going to come? And they even received a grant, I'm pretty sure, from the government because of the multiplayer aspect. They were like, here's a grant for you to like really get the multiplayer going. Now, this continues on, and they talk about a lot of different things that they're doing. I found another article that kind of sums it up fairly well. They promises not to confuse anyone again, then confuses everyone again, because they really weren't saying much. They were like, we're going to change our strategy and make it streamline our game making processes and make so that we can make all of our games online. But they weren't really telling us anything, giving us any information about it. And this kind of sums it up perfect. All right, CD Projekt yesterday performed an extremely public self-reckoning, if not apology, for the messy messaging of Cyberpunk. The company made it clear that it will change its policies on marketing to avoid misleading and disappointing players, many of whom were left confused by the intended final version of Cyberpunk 2077 after years of updates. Unfortunately, while doing so, it managed to confuse investors and consumers alike about a whole new issue. As part of the strategic update presentation, which is what I was leading into before, CD Projekt president Adam Kaczynski explained that the company had reconsidered its plans for a Cyberpunk multiplayer component mode, but failed to fully explain what the upshot of the reconsideration will be. While we know the company had previously had been working on a AAA Cyberpunk multiplayer experience alongside the single-player game, something that, to be honest, was part of the reason why I was like, I'm absolutely getting Cyberpunk because I cannot wait to play something like that with my homies. It's no joke. It's part of the reason why I was like, pulled the trigger on the game. Like, absolutely, I'm going to play it. It was never clear whether that it was a standalone game or an expansion of the existing game or a hybrid of the two in the vein of GTA Online, for example. In the previous earnings call, Kaczynski had made clear that a separate team was making multiplayer and that we at CD Projekt think about it as a standalone product, but crucially never went as far as saying it would be released as a standalone product. Kaczynski's comments yesterday don't clear that up, neither do they actually specify what's happening to that project. Previously, we hinted that our AAA would be multiplayer cyber. Our next AAA would be a multiplayer Cyberpunk game, he explained, but we have decided to reconsider this plan given our more systemic and agile approach. Instead of primarily focusing on one big online experience or game, we are focusing on bringing online into all of our franchises one day. So essentially what he's saying is, we're not doing it. It's too difficult to handle Cyberpunk. So we're just going to say eventually we're going to bring all our franchises online. They literally aren't saying anything. All right. They're basically saying, look, I got to say, it's a shame that CD Projekt had to deal with all this backlash from the community because it is a good game. I really did enjoy Cyberpunk. It was fun. The story was really cool. You can mess up certain piss certain people off or get in with certain people. You can end up being with some of the people in the game if you're, I don't know, like interested in them. It's pretty cool. It's really in depth. I mean, it's inclusive of whatever you identify as. You can be a male without a package down below. You can alter whatever parts you are, and they still freaked out too, which is kind of ridiculous. Man, there's no making these people happy because they were actually included. There was ads with sexualizing all different types of everything, and they were like, that's wrong to sexualize us. And it's like, but everyone is sexualized. It's advertisement. Guess what works in advertisement? Sex. Sex sells. You can't deny that. And if you're denying it, you're denying logic. And if you deny logic, then it all kind of makes sense. I'm kind of getting sidetracked here because I wanted the multiplayer. I don't believe, as far as what I just read and what I'm reading about what these CD Projekt is saying, this is what I'm hearing. We can't handle the pressure of turning this into a multiplayer game because the fans will eat us alive. Because they've eaten us alive. There are so many people. The Sony Play Store took Cyberpunk out. They stopped selling it. You can't even buy Cyberpunk in the Sony store anymore. Now, since that happened, CD Projekt has come out and made an incredible patch. They fixed so many issues, which good riddance, as they should do it. And I'm glad that they have because, you know, hopefully people can play these games that people weren't able to really enjoy. This game is fantastic, and I want more people to experience it. But I kind of wanted to play the multiplayer version. What's up with that? I want to play the multiplayer version of this game. I want to play with my homies because it's a great game. And those great games, I really enjoy playing with my friends. Right now, I'm playing Dead by Daylight a lot, and it's super fun. It's you and three other people versus a killer. You're basically living a horror story every single time. You have to escape from the killer. The killer is played by an actual human being, which is really great because it's like four human beings trying to outsmart this like uber powerful killer, and sometimes the killer's too good. But I'm streaming. Fernk really loves it. I'm playing with Darth Call. It's just a lot of fun because of the multiplayer aspect. When I play it by myself, it's not nearly as fun. Of course, you have to be yourself to play by yourself to be the killer, but then you're playing against real people, so it's actually, you know, that it's a person, You know, it's not just against the computer. I don't know. Something about multiplayer games is the future. I just, and even thinking about multiplayer games, how incredible it is. I've played with people in Japan, in China, in Africa. I mean, I played so many online games. Diablo 2, Pixel Starships, Destiny. There's so many online games that I've really enjoyed, and I've had people from around the planet. And I just want to think about how awesome it is that we're playing a first-person shooter game, for example. Doesn't matter what game it is. Doesn't matter. First-person shooter, right? You're playing against someone else on the other side of the planet, and my clicking of a mouse is shooting at them, and they get hit or move out of the way in real time. That means they're on the other side of the planet making reactions to stuff that I'm doing immediately. And that's incredible. It's such an incredible thing that we really take for granted nowadays. And people don't understand, like, the CD Projekt got so much heat for a game that's amazing, all right? And we're just, the entitlement of gamers now is pretty insane. Like, what we have, like I mentioned earlier, I've been gaming for 30 years, okay? I've seen the progress of amazing games, graphics, story, music, sound. You know, it used to be 8-bit, and I was fine with it. But now it's like they have these scores, this beautiful music, and games are just amazing. And shout out to the creators of Doom, ID, because they created an online multiplayer version of their game, and then they gave you the code to alter it themselves. Those guys are awesome, and I actually did a segment on them, and they're fantastic. Shout out to them, because they really helped open up the gaming industry, and it's pretty cool. So, anyway, I really want CD Projekt to make Cyberpunk multiplayer. Please, please, please do it. And if you need an alpha tester, I'll do it. I got you. I'll help it. I'll help it along. Valheim. Everyone's loving Valheim. Because why? You get to build stuff and you get to play with your friends. And it's got relatively good graphics. Everyone's like, well, it's just Viking Minecraft. No, Minecraft's graphics suck. Okay? I look at Minecraft, I'm like, why would I get how fun it is to build stuff, but that's why I like Valheim. That's why I like 7 Days to Die, because the graphics are a little bit more up to date, right? If I'm gonna have crappy graphics, I'll go play my Game Boy. I literally have my original Game Boy cartridges, you know, that I've had since I was a child. And yeah. Anyway. All right, I'm gonna move on. That's fun stuff. I wish them well, though. All right, I do wish them well. I hope CD Projekt Red really kills it. All right, I'm gonna get into some super chats. I hope you guys are having a good day. Look, please subscribe if you haven't subscribed. I'm gonna spin this UFO for all those people out there. And please share my videos. I have a feeling that YouTube really doesn't like the narrative that I push, talk about. You know, my channel already has a warning on it because I talk about COVID vaccines and they don't really like the stuff that I talk about. And also, I mean, even yesterday I got a copyright just because I was doing commentary on a news segment from 60 Minutes. It's like it took maybe 10 minutes after I stopped going live. I was organizing stuff and I looked at my channel and I already had a copyright on it. It was like instant. So they're watching my stuff. Maybe it's an algorithm, maybe not. I have a feeling people tell me all the time that they don't have notifications to my channel. I hear that's kind of a normal thing. Jeremy over at The Quartering just did a video about how YouTube's purging subscribers again. So please subscribe. It really definitely helps me out. I would love to try to push for 200,000. I think 14,000 subscribers away from 200,000. It would be amazing. I would love to get there. That's my next goal. I'm really trying to, you know, expand my show. And before I get into super chats, I just want to remind everyone tomorrow morning, I am traveling to Chicago. I won't be doing a show tomorrow or Thursday. I'm going to be spending the time with my family. We have a funeral to to be there together. So I am going to take a little bit of a break from the show. I'm not going to be doing anything tomorrow, but I will be back on Friday for jam night. I'll be in Chicago for my jams. So the music isn't even that, it might not be as good quality because the mic is just going to be my laptop. But supposedly the laptop isn't that bad as far as the sound, the mic. So we'll see. Let's see. Jim McCabre, I don't know how to say your name. Sorry, Jim. Says Timcast IRL sucks. Oof. Well, that's certainly your opinion. I don't watch the show, so I don't know. Ib Rippenham says, the doctors say I have a fart condition. Well, I hope you get better, Ib Rippenham. I hope it's not fatal. Robert Weil says, well, wasn't going to donate since I have to spend $680 on my root canal, but screw 60 minutes. I can make fart sounds with my fake leg. Be blessed, Adam. Nice. Hey, but I'm glad you're finally getting that root canal, man, because tooth pain sucks. It sucks. Ib Rippenham says, and x-rays have discovered a hole in my butt. But I don't know. Serious Business says, this big PP is for Uranus. Roll a 10. All right, I will roll. It was not a 10. I'm sorry, but the dice has been rolled. Chat, you know the deal. Start guessing. I'll be keeping an eye out. Not a Serial Killer said, Adam, I want to thank you for the shout out for my friend Brent's Kickstarter, Take the Monkey and Run. You raised him around $1,000. The support was immeasurable. Show the love and the coffee. Thank you. Awesome. That's great to hear. Yeah, the artwork looked pretty cool. I liked the look of it. It was great. All right, here comes the numbers. And it's my pleasure. Thank you. Devil Dog Cog. Congratulations. It was 11. It is 11. And good roll. Good roll. Right on, right on. Sin Sticks says, roll a 3. All right, we got another roll. I'm going to roll it. You guys know the deal. All right, I rolled it again. It's hard to tell because everyone, I don't know. I guess I'll just go, Dr. Fox, it's a 16. You're the first 16 I saw. I mean, it's pretty cool. Congratulations, Dr. Fox. Insight of the Ages says, check my post about 42 and the kombucha story I posted on Locals. You and Ian will want to hear this tale. Actually, I did read it. I'd read it right before the show. It's pretty crazy. So wait, you were tripping on kombucha? Is that what? So this Insight worked at SpaceX for about 2 years. And you just turned 42 as well. You're 42 now. And I guess that he was tripping during work on kombucha because you were making it yourself. I don't know how you trip on kombucha, but I think that means it's the alcohol content is... I learned about this when making whiskey, and there's a reason why making your own liquor is very dangerous because it can have different types of alcohol, and certain kinds of alcohol can really mess you up. So that might have been... how you messed yourself up there. Who knows? All right, Mark Ramashaw says, no notification, had to search for your channel. Really? What a surprise. Well, I was certainly just talking about exactly that. And also, you know what? Let me just remind you, everybody, please smash that like button, too, because smashing the like button, well, it certainly makes me feel good and makes you feel good and helps me and my channel boost through, coast through the algorithms of the YouTube. So thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's see. Deranged Lunatic says, sir, please, may I have another mask mandate? No, I deny. Mark Robichaud says, hey, Google, did you even try resisting corruption? That was a super chat, Google. The Magnum Express says, with news of these x-rays, we are all better watch our backs. Pardon me. If Biden doesn't beat them to it, the CCP will certainly probe Uranus. I wasn't going to say it. Mm-mm-mm. Mm-mm-mm. You guys won't get me to say it. It's Uranus. It's uranium. Uranus. Uranium. Well, it's not uranium. Okay, maybe you have a point. I don't care. I'm not saying it. I say Uranus. Mark Robichaud says CCP is all up in Uranus. I told you they were coming. I should have read some of them during the segment. That's fine. Bo Darville says, was Tim jealous of your hair? Is that why he fired you? No comment. No comment. No comment. John L. says, check out Jupiter's moons, Io. It's the most geologically active body in our solar system with over 400 active volcanoes and several peaks higher than Mount Everest. It's also super pretty. Yes, I will probably do some sort of, you know what? I keep picking different bodies in our solar system, and I love it. So I like it. I'm probably going to do Io eventually too, yeah, because Io is awesome. Mark Robershaw says, more like captured asteroids than moons. Okay, yeah, probably, actually. Sectus and Satsies Gaming says, yo, Adam, you should do an episode on sacred geometry. Topics like the Flower of Life or the Fibonacci Spiral or the Megatron Cube. Yeah, there's some really interesting articles and documentaries that I've seen. Netflix has a few of them about the math, the sacred geometry, the Flower of Life, and how it has been seen on nearly every single ancient civilization on this planet. And it's really amazing. The Flower of Life is pretty beautiful as well. Yeah, that's good. I mean, it's a lot to go over too, and it's hard to understand and grasp in like a presentable way. It's pretty tough. Robert Shaw says, oxygen allows for high energy life like animals. Right. We don't know what kind of life exists out there. We just understand life as we know it here with an oxygen-rich planet. Crawtusk says, naming the moons after Shakespeare's characters instead of Greek myths like other planet moons was a compromise to keep it from being called George. Basically true. Yep, they didn't want it to be named after the king, after King George. They're like, no, 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 please, 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 no. Mark G says, so Uranus is X-rayed? I'm not saying it. You guys can fight me. I don't care. Mark Robershaw says, single life, single cell life like bacteria is very diverse. We're going to find it out there, I'm telling you. Mark Robershaw says, Uranus got tilted like Joe Biden. And probably sniffed sideways. Sectus and Tsitsis Gaming says, for example, the cross-section of our DNA is the very center of the Flower of Life, known as the seed of life and the egg of life. Check it out. Really cool electron microscope pics. I know a lot about it. It's very cool. I'm very much into it. Very Angry Citizen says, Pluto is still a planet. Fight me. Hashtag nine planets. I'm cool with Pluto being a planet. I'm cool with it. I like it. It orbits the sun. Why wouldn't it be a planet? Technically, there would be more than nine planets. If Pluto's a planet, there's other planetary objects that could be considered planets also out there. So maybe that's a whole nother thing that I could talk about. Mark Robinson says, the garbage bags in Cyberpunk are concrete blocks. Okay, true. Yeah, sure. Mark Robinson says, do you cross streams only on certain games? Robshaw says driving in Cyberpunk is trash, so boxy is so stiff. I mean, the driving in Cyberpunk, it did take a little while to get used to, but I got you get used to it. You know, each game has their own driving style. It is different. Tim was upset because he was mad that you had to drive the cars themselves. It's like, it's 2077. You shouldn't have to drive anything. It's like, okay, there's fast travel. You don't have to drive anywhere. Whatever. Such a weird thing to nitpick on. Robert Shaw says, people have no patience. The game wasn't ready. Okay, it played fine on my game, or on my computer. So it wasn't ready for PS4 or Xbox One, right? Is that the previous iteration? I think so. Xbox One. It didn't run good on the older systems because those systems were 7 years old and they kept optimizing the game throughout the years so to run on a good system. It ran good on my PS5 and I actually got it for PS5, but it actually came out a day earlier on PC, so I ended up getting the PC. And Sony refunded anyone who got it on a PlayStation system, so it's kind of messed up. It sucks. They probably lost a lot of money because of that. Carlos says, Adam, you should buy Tim an artist-drawn rendition of your face portrait. you use for the channel and gift it to him, I think he would admire it often. Why? No, I don't think so. That's very funny, though. That's pretty funny. Weird, but funny. Robershaw says, shout out to Cougar Kitty in chat for the with the flowers. Oh, right on. Yes, Cougar Kitty is always in chat. Thank you, Cougar. I see you out there. Let's see. Charles says, love the show and your chat. Moving to Wyoming in June. Fulfilled a dream and bought a house on 6 acres in cash. In cash. Woo! Nice, Charles. That is awesome. I myself am looking at houses currently. I am would like to own a house before I, you know, get pregnant and have kids. But yep. Robershaw says, I've made some sick bases with mates in 7 Days to Die. Right. What a fun game. In fact, Ferk introduced me to those kind of games, survival, crafting games. I wasn't really into them. To be honest, I didn't really know about them. And I really did enjoy 7 Days to Die. It's great. Let the music play. Says, can't wait to try the coffee. Smash that like button, y'all. Hey-o! Thank you for getting some coffee. Let the music play. I really do appreciate that. That's fantastic. And you heard the man. I don't know if it's a man, but you heard the music. Smash that like button, everybody. And I'm going to spin this here UFO while you be smashing. All right. I see everyone guessing numbers in chat. I don't know why. I haven't... You got to wait until I roll the die first, guys. Got to wait till I roll. Let's see. Mark Robshaw says, Homeworld 2 was a great space game. I have never heard of that one. I just had a super jet jump. Robshaw again says, I like demolishing buildings in 7 Days to Die. Ah, okay. John L. says, hey, dude. Did you ever get a chance to read that paper I sent you a while back on the War of 1812? Curious to hear your thoughts. I haven't, John. I've been very slacking on the emails because I just wake up and I focus on segments for the day, and then I have a Twitch show that I do, and I'm kind of my spare time. I hang out with Nisha, so I haven't really. I haven't got into that, but I'll get into it eventually. T-Muscle says, I've heard you criticize libertarians lately and think it would be a good conversation if you talk to comic Dave Smith. What do you mean, criticize libertarians? I like libertarians. I myself and am fairly libertarian on many different fronts. I'm not sure exactly what you mean, T-Muscle, because libertarians, true libertarians, are pretty great. They do their own thing. They don't want to rely on other people. They rely on themselves. And I admire that in a person that works on their own life and makes, you know, their own advances to bettering their own life, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where you got that criticism from. Pinch Me ND says, have you played No Man's Sky or would you consider playing it? I did get it and I did try it. I don't know. There's something about No Man's Sky that I just didn't like. I think it was too cartoony. There was something a little... I don't know. I don't know what it was about it. It felt like there was a lot to learn, and there was some games just don't click for me, you know? Susanna says, please don't get a root canal. They are toxic because it leaves a dead tooth that your body will always try to get rid of and can't. Major infection. I have heard of this, Susanna. In fact, I did look into it, and I agree, actually. There's it's because teeth are also very porous, and they have to have... When you get rid of the root, it removes the body's ability to keep bacteria from living in the dead bone that the tooth will then become. And it's pretty bad because in the jaw, there's... If this gets infected and it could get into your brain very quickly, and that could be fatal. So yeah, I'm inclined to agree with Susanna, but I know you have some tooth pain. So, and of course, getting a tooth removed and replaced is an even bigger expense. So you know it's a tough choice. It's not cheap. Craig Mata says, if Trump doesn't run again, I would like to see DeSantis Owens' ticket for 2024 with Trump endorsement. Roll an 8. All right, I shall roll. I have rolled. All right, I rolled. It wasn't an 8, sorry. and everyone gets it. It's the dice has been rolled. Mark Robichaud says, I support the no mask mandate instead. Yes, I like that one. And you know, DeSantis Owens is a really interesting ticket. Candace Owens and Ron DeSantis, I mean, they're both majorly based and just people love, they love trying to get rid of and like slam both of those two. They don't like them because they are absolutely a threat. It's ridiculous. All right, we got the numbers rolling in here. I'm watching the numbers. Here we go. We've got our winner already. It is Sick With It. Sick With It. Congratulations. It was two. It was a two. Montana Horseman says, happy birthday to Geoff at large in chat. Hey, a super chat from Montana Horseman just to wish someone else in chat. That is just a telling of the community that we have here. That's amazing. Thank you for that super chat, Montana. And of course, happy birthday, Geoff. I don't know if you pronounce it Jeff or Geoff, but if it's either or, thank you. And sorry that I misspelled it or mispronounced it. I do that often on my show, and I'm always proud of my mispronunciations. Mark Robichaud says, that's because Jupiter is tearing up Io with, tearing up Io with gravity. I'm going to look into it. I'm going to look into it a little bit more. Jonathan Duger says, you need to try to get Randall Carlson on. That ish would be lit AF. Yes. Cool. I don't know who that is, but, or maybe I do. I'm not, it's not ringing a bell, but I'll look him up after the show. Andre says, get Randall Carlson on the show to discuss sacred geometry. Okay, so someone who's good with sacred geometry, that sounds good. Getting an expert to come on and explain sacred geometry, I like it. I like it. Just like when I had Breedlove come on and explain crypto to me, it was so much easier, and now I understand crypto way more. And if you missed that article or that interview, you can go to my playlist, go to interviews, and you can see all my interviews just there. And it was with Breedlove explaining crypto. It's very good. Where were we? Here we go. White Lasagna says, not going to lie, I would love a planet named George. pretty funny. Robichaud says, yeah, Pluno, the dwarf planet, it is tiny. It is tiny. Robichaud says, Tim, it's called a taxi, bro. Yeah, it's called a taxi. Chrissy Starsky says, have you learned anything about plasma universe? It gets rid of need for dark matter. No. Interesting. Plasma universe. Okay, I'm going to look into that because that sounds very interesting. I will check in. I'll check that out, Chrissy. White Lasagna says, Pluto is the only planet. What? Then says, roll a 13. All right, I shall roll it. It is not 13. I'm sorry. Let's see. I'm going to continue on. I'm watching chat, though. I'm watching chat. We got the numbers rolling in. Robichaud says, some people's Uranus gives birth daily. Oh, my goodness. Mark, calm it down. Texas Wrench says, love your positivity. Refreshing for a black pillar like myself to hear on occasion. Keeps me balanced. Thank you, Texas Wrench. Thank you, and keep coming by. I will try to give you as much positivity as I can because being positive is such... if I had a choice, I would always choose being positive, right? Because why would anyone want to be negative? Craig Mata. Congratulations. It is five. You won. You won absolutely nothing. All right. I appreciate that. Socialism is for figs says you shouldn't defend trash games. Otherwise, you just make it okay for devs to make more trash. The game wasn't a trash game. The game was actually really amazing. I don't know what you're talking about. I played through the game and it was fantastic. I really, really enjoyed Cyberpunk. So I'm not defending a trash game. I'm talking about a really solid game that people were flipping out on because it wasn't ready. I admit it wasn't ready, but that doesn't make the game trash. The game was good. Mark Robichaud says, can you rocket jump, bro? Not yet. Not yet. I haven't unlocked that ability in life. Maybe eventually. Let the Music Play became a member. Hey-o. Woo. Thank you for becoming a member. Let the Music Play. Thank you so much. I appreciate that support. Mark Robichaud says, the trick to good teeth health is not be British. Ouch. Ouch. It was a five. The dice was a five. Someone is asking. Yes. Oh, what does it go up to? It's 1 through 20. It's a 20-sided die. Mark Robichaud says someone is addicted to based. Geos says put numbers on the UFO with an arrow like Wheel of Fortune. Do a dollar a shot with some kind of prize. Happy birthday, Jeff, or Geoff at large. Well, the thing is, it just keeps spinning. I can't, I mean, it would never end. The game wouldn't stop. It would just keep spinning, you know? That's pretty funny. Let's see. Susanna says, Paul, anyone with a root canal, did your doctor give you options? I'm guessing people in chat were asking that. I don't know. I don't know, but it's a tough situation because it is very expensive to remove a tooth and replace it with like a veneer. Like thousands of dollars versus almost $1,000 for a root canal. So it's tough. Best case scenario, take care of your teeth. Mark Robichaud says dark matter is gravity from another universe. Ooh, that's cool. I like that. Metal Gear Tack says, I'm sorry, Adam. Az fooled me. I told him to spin the UFO, but then I realized he had no hair. I called him out. He is an imposter. Az is hilarious, I gotta say. Az from Heel versus Babyface, I don't know if you know who he is. YouTuber, hilarious, hilarious guy. I joined him on a show a while back, and then we streamed Valheim, me, him, and Garrett, quarterback Garrett from Louder with Crowder. We had I was crying tears of happiness, of laughter, because I was laughing so much. And he even got, he was getting emails saying, Adam is so mean. Don't ever invite him back. It's just like, I admit I was trolling him ridiculously, but he was laughing and he gets it. It was all in good fun. Robichaud says, as an Aussie, I must dab on the British. Well, I'll leave that between you and the Aussies. I have nothing to do with that. White Lasagna says, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, George, Neptune, Pluto. Has a ring to it. 16 this time. All right. Well, I'll roll it. It's not a 16. Sorry, White Lasagna, but I have absolutely rolled the die. You guys know the deal. Oh, thank you, B-Mons. Yeah, I was on Flashcast, Yellow Flash's Saturday live show. It was a lot of fun. We were discussing, you know, just different stuff that was talked about. They were talking about Marvel and a couple other things, a lot of other things. Robichaud says, how to hide your balding? Use a beanie. Brutal. Andre says, you a-holes made me discover Valheim, and now my whole life is ruined. Hey. I regret nothing. Okay, we got all these numbers rolling in. Let me check. We got it. Michael, that doesn't count. That's cheating. You can only guess one at a time. Waiting for... GF says nothing. Well, it's definitely a number. All right, we got all these numbers. Lewis says 69. No, I'm sorry. That is not on the dice. Still, no one's guessed it. It's 1 through 20, remember. There it is. We found it. Alternity, 28. It is 12. Congratulations, 12. Remp Slayer says, hey, Adam, finally made the show again. It's a long shot, but I think it'd be cool to have Jake Cutler on the show, based and sheds on skis. I don't know who that is, but okay. I will check whoever that is out. I don't know how if I could get him. Oh, Jay Cutler. Oh, Cutler, the quarterback, he was on the Bears. Okay. All right. I don't know how I'm going to be able to get him on the show, but who knows? Ryan Hinnard says, roll a 20, and that Montana horseman is the nicest centaur I know. All right. If I roll a natural 20, that'd be pretty awesome. All right. Unfortunately, it is not a natural 20. I don't know how many people are guessing right now. They're still guessing from the former. Let's see. I'm going to go from this point now. So if... All right, if you've guessed it from this point, it's kind of difficult because a lot of people are guessing all the time. So I'm looking at it. Robichaud says, we removed a toxic player from D&D the other week. Oh, toxicity, man. Allison C., it is 16. Congratulations. You won absolutely nothing. Craig Mata again says, spin it, roll it, hold the globe, and smash the like. All right, well, I'm going to spin it. Spin it. Okay, then I'm going to roll it. Okay. And then I'm going to hold the globe.
This thing's actually kind of heavy. It's got some good weight to it. But isn't this cool? Man, I love this globe. This globe is fantastic. There's something about this globe. Maybe it's because it reminds me of the glory days, the golden days, when me and Tim had a really awesome show together. I reserve the right to make fun of him forever for that. Some people are like, I would love your show, but I'm so sick of hearing about it. And it's like, yo, well, me too. People keep reminding me about it. It's not me. But I reserve the right to make fun of Tim forever. Because I think he messed up. Anyway, that's my show, guys. Look, I am not going to be here tomorrow. I am heading back home to Chicago to be with my family. Lost my grandma, so you know the wake is tomorrow. Thursday is the funeral, so I'm going to be spending some time with my family. I'm not going to be here. Friday, I will probably do a jam show. I might not even do segments. I might just hang out with you guys and just kind of jam and... who knows? I know that we won't be here. I won't be here tomorrow or Thursday. So I will probably do a comment just to remind everybody at when I would be going live tomorrow, just to remind everyone that I'm not going live tomorrow or Thursday. I'm sorry. I will miss you guys. But I unfortunately, family comes first. Fortunately, family comes first for me. I guess it's not unfortunate, but... Maybe for you, if you would miss me, and that means a lot. But I will be back Friday, live from Chicago. I will be doing my show probably from my dad's living room or somewhere, maybe his backyard, depending on how nice it is out there. But yes, so thank you all so much for joining me. I will see you Friday. I'll probably go live on my Twitch channel tonight, so maybe you can check me out there. It's twitch.tv/AdamKrigler. Really easy to find me. Let's see, Mark Robertshaw says, sing us a song, vote via dice roll. Interesting. Yeah, I might implement something like that. T Muscle says, Carlin said something about the private business argument. You laughed, assumed you agree. Should definitely have Dave on, though. Yeah, I don't like talking about the private business or bringing that up. So Chrissy says, Mark R., where's your evidence for dark matter, please? Yeah, Mark. That was a very interesting thing from the other universe. I don't know if that was an actual statement, but anyway, thank you all very much. I really do appreciate the love. You guys are fantastic. Please share my videos while I'm gone. Come on by and maybe just tell your friends to subscribe. Help my channel grow. It really means a lot. And definitely remember to go to Instagram, Krigler Coffee, and help blow that up. Share that if you'd like. It really does help me out. So thank you all very much. I will see you Friday. Or later on tonight on my Twitch channel. And I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the week. Goodbye, everybody.
Please smash the like button for AdamCast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.